that's how OxyContin became the biggest selling acne product in America.
Yes,
and Hillman Cohen built the country's largest retail eyeglass chain using radio.
I forgot.
The phrase new and improved.
Thousands of times.
Gribble wrote it.
Oh, no.
Radio. It's red hot. Call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.
This is KOZI Chelan at 5 o'clock. Good evening. This is Dale Southwick for Chelan's Daily News Service. Weather forecast for the Chelan Valley, mostly cloudy through Saturday with local valley fog, increasing chance snow flurries late tonight and Saturday. Highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s, lows 15 to 25 with light variable winds. Today, November 30th, 1979, we'd like to say happy birthday to Mark Kulikowski and Judy Wall, and also a happy anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Ken Sweeney. Next, we go to the Chamber Report and see what is on the calendar.
Hi, this is Bea at the Chamber Office with dates and events on our community calendar for Friday, November 30th, then looking ahead for the weekend. Friday shows is Cookie Daytime at the Senior Social Club with cards in the evening at their clubhouse. Al-Anon meets at 324 Johnson at 1 o'clock. There is still time today to take your old outgrown or old ski equipment to the City Hall between 7 and 9. As the ski exchange sponsored by Gil Y will take place Saturday, December 1st. If your child hasn't already told you, remember, good old Merry Santa Claus comes to town at 11 a.m. Saturday to warm the hearts of children as well as adults, too. Saturday, Aqua Junior Women and the men's softball team are having a child and babysitting service above Chelan Realty and the Chelan Chiropractic Clinic from 11 o'clock to 5 p.m. to help parents do some Christmas shopping. There will be supervised care, toys, and so forth while children are there. The cost is 75 cents per hour. Service will extend until Christmas. Also on Saturday, in front of Green's Drugstore, the Aqua Junior Women are having a bake sale and are selling hot spice cider. Looks like a fine place to sample some goodies and help out the club at the same time. Saturday also shows open meeting at 8 p.m. for AA at 324 Johnson. The Swinging Lakers will square dance Saturday, December 1st at Chelan Grade School at 8 o'clock. Visitors are cordially invited. There will be shooting at the Gun Club grounds on Sunday at 10 a.m. On Sunday, December 2nd, the Young Life Club in town will sponsor a special appearance of a well-known writer, Nikki Cruz, main character of the book The Cross and Switchblade, to talk about his Christian experience. He is also known for his book, Run, Baby, Run. This will be at 3 p.m. in the Chelan Elementary School Auditorium, and it is free. It is an event that no teenager should miss, or in fact, any adults as well. Then on Monday, December 3rd, Past Matrons Club of the Order of the Eastern Star will meet at the Manson Home, Sunny Ashman, at 1 p.m.
Nationally known author and evangelist Nikki Cruz will be holding a public meeting in Chelan this Sunday, December 2nd, 3 p.m. in the Chelan Elementary School Auditorium. Cruz is the author of the book Run, Baby, Run, and the inspiration for the film and book by David Wilkerson, The Cross and the Switchblade. Cruz was once a New York Street gang leader and was heavily involved in drugs and violence. He'll tell the story of the miracle that changed his life. The meeting is free and open to the public. That's this Sunday, December 2nd at 3 p.m. in the Chelan Elementary School Auditorium. Now, as a regular service of our evening news edition, we go to the Lake Chelan Community Hospital for this report.
Hospital report for Thursday, November 29th. Admitted were Mrs. Jim Estes of East Wenatchee, Claude Zoller and Liberty Linder, both of Chelan, and Andrew Finley of Manson. Discharged were Mrs. Ruth Bigelow of Chelan and Cynthia Harlow of Wenatchee. Hospital announcement. Lake Chelan Community Hospital is offering meals for senior citizens on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. in the dining room. For more information, call us at 225-31. Visiting hours are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Santa Claus is on his way.
Come on, Rudolph. Rudolph, let's get her going here.
Santa arrives in Chelan this Saturday at 11 o'clock. Old Santa coming to town. In fact, he'll be arriving by sleigh with treats for the kiddies and is listening extra keen to hear all of those wishes from the children for their Christmas, which is so close at hand. He'll be downtown 11 to 3. There'll be music, choirs from the school. Babysitting will be provided if the little one grows weary of shopping at 75 cents an hour above Chelan Realty and Chelan Chiropractic from 11 to 5. The babysitting service sponsored by Aqua Junior Women and the Men's Softball Association. Don't forget, Saturday, Santa arrives in Chelan at 11 a.m.
Come see Santa!
The first year for Zenith's revolutionary new color television System 3 has been a sellout success at the Enterprise Mart in Chelan. But here's some good news. The Enterprise Mart now has a whole truckload of Zenith System 3s in stock. This Zenith is designed to be the best performing, most reliable color TV in their history. It features their sharpest picture ever, and because of its modular design, it gives a whole new standard of Zenith dependability. See why Zenith System 3 has been such a sellout success at the Enterprise Mart in Chelan.
The vice president and the chief lobbyist for Seattle First National Bank says that there may be a constitutional lawsuit against the state if the 1980 legislature does not lift the 12% interest ceiling for three basic forms of credit subject to the limit. Joseph Brennan raised the threat of a constitutional lawsuit yesterday as CFirst, the state's largest bank, said it wants to raise the limit ceiling to 18% for home mortgage loans, consumer credit, and retail credit cards. Pacific National Bank of Washington today announced a reduction in its prime lending rate from 15.75% to 15.5% effective Monday. The bank, a unit of Western Band Corporation, is the third largest commercial bank in Washington State. The reduction in the prime rate followed similar action taken by other leading banks nationally and regionally. More banks have been robbed in Washington State so far this year than ever before, twice as many as in 1978, and bank and law enforcement officials think December will be the worst month yet. The Russ Schlossstein, the executive vice president of the Washington Bankers Association, says more bank robberies usually occur in December than any month of the year. They attribute this to a casual layout and consumer-oriented banking facilities, which makes them an easier target. An apparent paperwork mix-up has resulted in a woman being held for a series of robberies in San Francisco and in the Pacific Northwest to walk away from the San Francisco City Prison. The woman, who was to be transferred to a floor where federal prisoners were held, was released Tuesday night when an unidentified deputy noticed local charges had been dropped. Sheriff Eugene Brown says the FBI failed to follow proper procedures when it returned Angela Sample to jail after a federal arraignment on charges of robbing a bank and three savings and loans offices. A spokesman for the FBI, however, said the agency's routine procedure in such cases was followed. The woman is from the Seattle area and also is wanted for questioning in connection with five bank robberies in the Pacific Northwest. A federal official in Boise, Idaho, says the accidental shutdown by a technician of a microwave communication system at Grand Coulee Dam was the cause of a massive electrical power failure that affected parts of Washington and seven other western states Tuesday. Bonneville Power Administration official Gene Tollefson of Portland said a computer monitoring the power output from the dam to the switchboard read the power break as an order to halt electricity production. The result was the shutdown of 2,700 megawatt generators at the plant.
Competitive prices, convenient location, free delivery, all this and more when you shop at West Coast Pipe and Supply. When it comes to pipes, they have a large selection, from PVC to drain, sewer, galvanized, and steel. West Coast Pipe and Supply is located at Howard Flats, right next to Carmen and Carmen. And not only do they offer competitive prices, but quality parts as well, from orchard sprinklers to residential lawn sprinklers. When pipes are what you're after, make it West Coast Pipe and Supply, right here in the Chelan Valley. Call them at 682-4323.
Safeway gift certificates. This holiday season, give a gift in good taste, like a Safeway turkey dinner. So easy to give. Pick up a gift certificate for food or merchandise at your one-stop Safeway store. Safeway gift certificates start at $5. Easy to mail. Good at any Safeway. Welcomed at every home. Safeway.
Remember, new winter hours now in effect at Safeway, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. President Carter has notified Congress that he needs additional time to consider the Interior Secretary's recommendations for construction of a west-to-east Alaska crude oil pipeline from Port Angeles to Clearbrook, Minnesota. While allowing an initial deadline to pass, the President promised to reach a decision expeditiously in a 60-day extension period. Vice President Walter Mondale, standing in for President Carter, told a town hall meeting in Seattle this afternoon the people of the United States deserve praise in the way they've responded to the crisis in Iran. Said Mondale, though we have been confronted with hatred and vengeance, the American people have refused to descend to that same level in retaliation. The Vice President assured a crowd of nearly 1,200 persons at Rainier Beach High School that President Carter is doing everything he can every day to win the safe release of the 50 persons held hostage in the U.S. Embassy at Tehran. An official of the Railway Clerks Union says no railroad jobs will be lost in Washington State if the new Milwaukee line succeeds in its attempt to take over the bankrupt Milwaukee Road. Union officials Ron Russ said yesterday he was quoting from statistics in the reorganizational proposal to be submitted Saturday to the Interstate Commerce Commission. Said Russ, you not only can't operate a transcontinental railroad with fewer employees than we now have in Washington State, but you probably will need a lot more. The State Transportation Department says car ferry service across Hood Canal is tentatively scheduled to begin late next week, forming the first auto link between the Kitsap and Olympic Peninsulas since the Hood Canal Bridge sank last February. State School Superintendent Frank Brolet says he thinks some aspects of the state's levy lid law should be relaxed. Brolet said the law is holding back school districts in some communities from reaching their traditional level of education. He said he saw no reason to march in step to mediocrity in education. But Brolet said his remarks should not be taken to mean he wants to end the levy lid. Quoting the superintendent, never again do I want to go back to the days of over-reliance on special levies for the funding of a basic program in education. Eastern Washington University trustees have agreed to lease 10 acres of campus land to the city of Cheney for an experimental solar thermal power plant. In approving the move, trustees agreed that the 10-year lease will benefit the university's teaching, research, and public service program. Cheney Mayor Tom Truelove said his community has a good chance to be selected as one of the six communities to participate in a U.S. Department of Energy solar experiment. The Yakima Indian Nation's plans for massive salmon egg planting in the Yakima River to save its anadromous fish industry is progressing more rapidly than anticipated. State and federal agencies involved say that they may be ready by spring to request an estimated $10 million from Congress to finance the project. Robert Tuck, chairman of the Yakima River Rehabilitation Committee, said this week the committee is ahead of schedule because of outstanding cooperation from governmental industries. The state Supreme Court this afternoon took a giant step toward ending the legal controversy over Indian fishing by ordering the state to obey a U.S. Supreme Court ruling granting Indian special treaty rights. The rights were first spelled out in a 1974 decision by U.S. District Court Judge George H. Bolt. Justice Charles Horowitz, who wrote for the court, said in a 17-page opinion that the court was complying with the United States Supreme Court mandate. He said the decision removes obstacles to resumption by the state of management of salmon and steelhead runs.
The day is done.
Coming home.
It's time to let it go. It's the moment to unwind.
We'll come home.
So just say bud.
Say bud.
And pour the king of beers and settle back. And please yourself, cause when you say Budweiser, you've said it all.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Distributed locally by Columbia Distributing of Wenatchee. gold-filled 14-carat and sterling jewelry by Vandel at Netley Jewelers in Chelan is beautiful, rare, and rich. Who gives it gives the highest compliment. Who receives it owns perfection, captured in precious metal and stones. Netley's has a variety of sets, lockets, crosses, bracelets, and stick pins. If you have Vandel earrings that are clip and wish they were for pierced ears, chances are they can be converted, and Netley's will do just that. Jewelry is a gift women always love to receive. Give her jewelry by Vandel from Netley's, right here in Chelan, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Every year during the holidays, families gather, and a common point is music. And now Belmont Music of Wenatchee is here in Chelan, ready to help you put music into your home this Christmas. Belmonts have on display at the Furniture House three Yamaha organs and one Lowry piano. The organs range in price from $2,700 to $1,295. The Lowry piano is under $1,500. Belmonts will be in Chelan today and tomorrow through Saturday. So stop in and talk with Fred Robbins of Belmonts. Play these instruments for yourself and see how easy and fun they are. And remember, Belmonts can help you arrange low monthly payments if you'd like to finance. Put music in your home this Christmas. A piano or an organ from Belmont Music. Displaying at the Furniture House through Saturday from 9:30 till 5:30.
The Coast Guard rescued four Washington men from Chile Pacific Ocean waters off the mouth of the Columbia River early yesterday after they abandoned their sinking fishing vessel. The men were identified as Larry Iverson, Dave and Michael Beck, all of Grayland, and Larry Johnson of Raymond. They were treated to Columbia Memorial Hospital in Astoria for exposure, then released. Two crew members of a Canadian jet fighter have been rescued from the Pacific Ocean by a Coast Guard helicopter from Astoria, Oregon. Lieutenant Anthony Dobson and Captain David Taylor bailed out in their troubled aircraft yesterday, and it crashed into the ocean. The two were in good condition when hoisted aboard the helicopter and returned to McChord Air Force Base near Tacoma. The plane was on a training mission for the NORAD Defense Command when the pilot radioed the craft was in difficulty and the crew was bailing out. The flyers are stationed at the Canadian Forces Air Command base at Comox on Vancouver Island, B.C. Sheriff's divers today rescued one person and recovered one body from a car that had plunged into the Skykomish River from the Stevens Pass Highway near the King County line. The car was discovered by a State Transportation Department crew. The Snohomish County Sheriff's Office says the accident happened at Eagle Falls, about 1 mile from the small community of Bering in extreme eastern Snohomish County near the King County line. One man was killed and another wounded by a stray bullet in an early morning shooting Friday at a Sequim tavern. Police Chief Don Salonen says 27-year-old Larry Quackenbush of Sequim is in custody while police continue their investigation. The man killed in the shooting was identified as Jack Andrews of Burlington. Salonen said 23-year-old Brian Callicott of Sequim was injured by a stray bullet. Witnesses reported shots were fired after an argument between Quackenbush and Andrews. A King County coroner's jury decided today that the shooting of an apparent car theft suspect by a Seattle policeman was not intentional. The incident occurred in an intersection in Kent October 23rd. The hearing was held for Officer John Fletcher in the death of Curtis Gilvin. The officer testified his drawn gun simply discharged, and to me it was unreal. But prosecutor Dennis Noletti says charges could still be filed against 39-year-old Fletcher. Norman Beasley of Walla Walla, a 10-year veteran of the U.S. Postal Service, says he was able to find and rescue an 8-month-old baby from a burning house by following the infant's screams. Beasley was making his regular rounds Wednesday afternoon when he encountered Mrs. Dawn Dawes crying outside her flaming house. He said Mrs. Dawes mumbled something about her baby boy being trapped inside a bedroom. Said Beasley, quote, "I ripped the curtains off the window, then I dove in as fast as I could. I seen that whole wall on fire." Still quoting, "the smoke was so thick you couldn't see." Beasley located the infant by following its cries, picked him up, then dove back out the window. Beasley explained afterward, "when you hear a little baby screaming inside a burning room, your instincts are to go in and save it." Beasley is being treated for burns on his face and neck and smoke inhalation at the Walla Walla Area Hospital. The baby, Eric Dawes, was released from the hospital after being treated for second-degree burns on his head and smoke inhalation. His mother said she thought the baby was going to die in the flames. She called Beasley an angel and a godsend. It's time to go to our ABC Sports Commentary edition of the evening news.
Hello again, everyone. How it goes, Del. Speaking of sports, brought to you in part by AC Delco, and I'm reporting from Las Vegas, Nevada, where tonight the showdown, the welterweight crown at stake, Sugar Ray Leonard against Wilfred Benitez. For the life of me, I don't understand the overwhelming favorites role that Sugar Ray Leonard has been given. Wilfred Benitez is a truly great fighter who escalates his efforts according to the stature and ability of his opponents. At age 14, he had lied about his age to the officials. He was fighting in the World Boxing Championships, and he was showing boxing skills that, in effect, made him a child prodigy. At 15, he had turned professional. At 17, he became the youngest champion in boxing history. He had won the junior welterweight championship of the world, and he had won it by dominating a seasoned veteran and tremendous opponent named Antonio Cervantes. He has all the moves. Nobody can slip a punch better. He is one of the best counter punchers I have ever seen. This should be some fight. I'm not saying that Benitez will win. I am saying he is a tremendous fighter, and Sugar Ray Leonard should not be an overwhelming favorite against him. I think that quite possibly Leonard will win, but it'll be a tough fight, a grueling fight, and it figures to go the distance, 15 rounds. Benitez in the past has sometimes gotten out of shape. The way his trained for this fight has been extraordinary. I have never seen him in anything approaching the condition he is now in. Nor has Leonard ever trained for a fight this way. You never know how it'll turn out if it'll live up to the anticipation. But in advance, this figures to be an absolutely stupendous fight. I'll be back in 60 seconds.
Time to get started, America, during the Delco Freedom Battery Sale. Freedom gives you the Delco maintenance-free advantage. You never have to add water, and there's power to start fast in any weather. Right now, AC Delco is making savings possible on the Delco Freedom Battery of your choice, from the budget-priced Freedom 30s to the mighty Freedom 60s. That's Delco Freedom Batteries on sale at participating outlets where you see the sale poster. So hurry, the Delco Freedom Battery Sale ends December 31st, 1979, or when supplies run out.
Give Heaven Sent Fragrance by Helena Rubinstein.
Also, tonight, the country will find out about the New England Flash, Marvin Hagler, and see if he can withstand the mauling, brawling tactics of Vito Antifermo, middleweight crown at stake. This is Howard Cosell.
Sports brought to you by Radio Lake Land Sports Boosters. B.A. Sloganoff, now over 35 years growing, serving the Lake Chelan Valley's insurance needs. The B.A. Sloganoff Agency, 35 years for all insurance and real estate needs. See the Sloganoff Agency. Sugar Ray Leonard pits his unbeaten record against Wilfredo Benitez in Las Vegas tonight for the World Boxing Council welterweight title. State football championships in the five high school classifications will be determined tomorrow at the Kingdome. King Bowl 3 in Seattle's Kingdome. Cooley Heartline in Willapa Valley get things started at 9:30 a.m. in the B-11 title game. They will be followed at noon when Touche and Joyce meet in the B8 Championship Contest. Omak meets Langley at 2:30 p.m. for the Class A Crown. Arlington and Mark Morris tangle at 5 p.m. for the AA Championship. Rogers of Puyallup and Mount Tahoma of Tacoma wind things up when they meet at 7:30 p.m. for the AAA title. Bowl committees are patiently awaiting the results of three big games tomorrow. Top-ranked Alabama can clinch the Super Bowl berth with a victory over arch-rival Auburn. However, an Alabama loss would send Georgia to the Sugar Bowl and the Crimson Tide to the Fiesta Bowl against 11th-ranked Pittsburgh. Number 6 Texas faces old rival Texas A&M for the 86th time, and 9th-ranked Houston is at Rice. Both Texas and Houston are a half game behind Arkansas, which finished its season with a 7-1 record and a share of the Southwest Conference title. Houston and Texas can share the crown if they win tomorrow. If both Houston and Texas win, or if they both lose, or if Texas wins and Houston loses, Arkansas will be in the Cotton Bowl, Texas in the Sugar Bowl, and Houston in the Sun Bowl. The Seattle Seahawks have added safety Mike O'Brien to their roster and placed guard Bob Newton on the injured reserve list after he underwent knee surgery Tuesday. That is not the end of the Seahawks' injury problem. There is no guarantee that guard Tom Lynch, tackle Nick DeBoat, safety Keith Simpson, or safety Audrey Beeman will be able to play against the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday at Kansas City. Under the National Football League's injury reporting rule, Lynch is listed as probable for the Kansas City game. Beeman and DeBoat are on the questionable list, and Simpson is listed as doubtful. A team of four armed robbers wearing ski masks entered a Seattle apartment and robbed five people, including two members of the Seattle Seahawks football team. Victims in the robbery just before midnight last night included Seahawks defensive backs Keith Simpson and Cornell Webster. They were attending a party at a residence of the 26-year-old Francis Stovall, along with Kip Babb, who is a restaurant assistant manager from Eugene, Oregon, and William Smith Jr., a salesman from Eugene. Policemen say a man wearing a ski mask and carrying a gun entered through an unlocked door. Three other men, all wearing ski masks and dark clothing and carrying guns, then followed. All five victims were forced to lie face down on the floor. Their mouths were taped and their hands tied behind their backs. They systematically went through the pockets of each victim. Bo Wren says his new job as head football coach at Louisiana State is every coach's dream, but will mean hard work and long hours. The 34-year-old Wren resigned from the head coaching job at North Carolina State, where he has been for the past four seasons. He succeeds Charlie McClendon, who has been at LSU for the past 18 years. Wren was given a four-year contract at a salary of $50,000 a year. The Seattle Supersonics are in Kansas City tonight for a National Basketball Association meeting with the Kings. And Kansas City is where Lenny Wilkins took over the Sonic coaching job exactly 2 years ago today after Bob Hopkins was fired. The Sonics had a record of 5 wins and 17 losses under Hopkins. They won 9 of the next 10 after Wilkins took command and went on to the NBA playoff finals, where they lost to the Washington Bullets. They came back the next season to go all the way to the World Championship, and now they have won 12 of their last 14 games this season to move atop the Pacific Division with 15 wins and 7 losses. University of New Mexico officials suspended head basketball coach Norm Ellenberger at his own request today in a controversy involving alleged falsification of a basketball player's junior college transcript. The action followed the release of an FBI transcript of a taped conversation between Ellenberger and assistant basketball coach Manny Goldstein. The conversation allegedly referred to a $300 payoff to obtain a transcript which would make player Greg Gilbert eligible to play basketball for New Mexico. Goldstein was also suspended by school officials. The University of Washington opens its basketball season at 7:30 this evening at Heck Edmondson Pavilion against Lewis and Clark State. Washington had an 11-16 season last year, but Coach Marv Harshman expects a much more improved team this year. Outfielder Mike Hargrove is expected to sign a 6-year, $2 million contract with the Cleveland Indians today. "You look over the final details of my contract, but I don't think there will be any problem," says Hargrove. He had 2 years remaining on his contract at $175,000 a year, but exercised his right to demand a trade by March 15th if he cannot reach an agreement. San Francisco Giants shortstop Roger Metzger is in stable condition in a Houston hospital today following an accident yesterday. Metzger lost the ends of four fingers on his right hand in a power saw accident at his home. The head nurse at St. Luke's Hospital says Metzger is in some pain but is in good spirits. Chelan Heating and Sheet Metal. The heating system in your house needs to be cleaned and tuned up each year. A dirty system means you're paying unnecessarily high heating bills, and a system that's not well maintained could break down when you least want it to. Don't take any chances. Call Chelan Heating and Sheet Metal now and schedule an inexpensive cleaning and tune-up for your heating system. Chelan Heating and Sheet Metal.
Here's the latest worldwide news on the American Entertainment Network, Jerry Hamilton reporting. The Shah of Iran cannot go to Bermuda. Premier David Gibbons said tonight the presence of the Shah on Bermuda would create an unacceptable security risk. The Shah and his family could still go to Egypt. ABC's Doreen Kayes reports from Cairo.
President Sadat denies reports that the U.S. may be discouraging the Shah from coming to Egypt for fear of stirring up trouble for an already troubled and isolated Muslim leader. In fact, tight security is being enforced, especially on university campuses, where some Islamic fundamentalist groups are under close surveillance. There are still about 20 Egyptian diplomats and foreign service personnel in Tehran, and there are fears of attacks against them and other Egyptian diplomatic missions and offices abroad. Doreen Kayes, ABC News, Cairo.
In the streets of Tehran today, a million Muslims celebrated the second day of the Islamic High Holy Days by praying and chanting, flailing themselves with chains. United Nations debate on the Iranian crisis is scheduled for tomorrow, but Iran's new foreign minister, Sadegh Ghazvezadeh, said today he will not attend. Ghazvezadeh says Iran will ignore any decision reached in the United Nations. Now this.
I like your style, kid. Looks just like you.
Holiday occasions call for kids dressing up in style. And Winnie the Pooh and Sears know just how to do it. In three-piece vested suits and dressy dresses made from soft, easy-care fabrics. In sizes 4 to 6X, loaded with style and the good quality you expect from Winnie the Pooh. At Sears, where America shops for value.
He's looking at you from Winnie the Pooh. He's looking at you from Winnie the Pooh.
We almost didn't have Christmas this year.
Why, they devaluate our holiday dollars?
No, David, I was wrapping these presents and I ran out of invisible tape.
The Scotch brand magic transparent tape?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, this invisible man came in the house and
Invisible man?
Invisible man.
Fine. What do we owe?
Nothing, David. In fact, he left you a present.
Oh, thanks. Kathy, there's nothing in here.
David, it's the thought that counts.
It is?
Yes.
Stock up on Scotch magic tape. Look for the frosty tape in a green plaid dispenser.
President Carter does have the right to unilaterally terminate the U.S. defense treaty with Taiwan in order to establish diplomatic relations with China. A federal appeals court overruled a lower court today and said the president's action was constitutional without the consent of the Senate. Utah Senator Jake Garn, a Republican, disagrees.
I feel very strongly that a president does not have the right to unilaterally abrogate a treaty any more than he has a unilateral right to make a treaty without the consent of the Senate. And therefore, I would hope that those of us who file the suit, and I haven't talked to Senator Goldwater yet, but would try to appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Senator Garn. A spokesman for Senator Goldwater told ABC News Goldwater will take the Taiwan issue to the High Court on Monday. American automakers are still having trouble selling the cars they make. This week, more than 100,000 auto industry workers will be on indefinite layoffs as General Motors hands out another 700 pink slips. 300 angry steel workers marched in the snow at the U.S. Steel Company plant in Pittsburgh today. The workers will be laid off soon as the company goes through with plans to shut down 16 plants in 8 states. Altogether, 13,000 steel workers laid off, several thousand in Youngstown, Ohio. ABC's Ron Miller has a report.
Unemployment here in Youngstown may approach 20% because of the announced shutdowns by U.S. Steel and another steel producer, Jones and Laughlin. 5,000 people are expected to lose their jobs permanently because of the cutbacks. Just 2 years ago, the community lost another 5,000 jobs in the steel industry, and city officials are trying to diversify Youngstown's economy. They insist even with these latest job reductions, the community will not become an economic ghost town. This is clearly, however, the low point in this town, which has tied its fate to the steel industry for the past 100 years. Ron Miller, ABC News, Youngstown.
This is ABC News. A doctor at Dartmouth University near Boston says President Franklin D. Roosevelt was dying of cancer when he was reelected for an unprecedented fourth term. Dr. Harry Goldsmith, professor of surgery at Dartmouth, says there's strong evidence indicating Roosevelt had cancer, probably knew about it for at least 18 months before he died of a massive brain hemorrhage in April 1945. The evidence indicates the president's precarious health was hidden from the public because it was important to maintain continuity of command in the final days of the war. That's the news. I'm Jerry Hamilton for the American Entertainment Radio Network, a service of ABC News.
Saturday, December 1st, is the annual Lake Chelan Hospital Guild-wide Ski Exchange, a once-a-year event and a good opportunity to sell your used equipment or buy new. Here's how it works. Anyone having equipment that they wish to have included in the exchange are asked to bring that equipment to the Chelan City Hall between 7 and 9 p.m. Friday the 30th, November 30th, or Saturday morning, December 1st, between 8 and 10 a.m. Then persons wishing to see and buy equipment are invited between 10 a.m. and 5. Remember, this annual event includes all snow equipment, so don't miss it. Lake Chelan Hospital Guild-wide Ski Exchange, Saturday, December 1st, from 10 till 5.
It's 5:36, and it's now time for our ABC commentary section of our evening news.
Mr. Hinkle, when you came to work for our ad agency...
I didn't know you had a dungeon, sir.
All agencies have dungeons.
My only crime was not knowing about radio.
What didn't you know about radio?
But more and more big companies are using it as a primary ad medium.
You didn't know about Exxon's Quip systems?
No, sir.
Radio outproduced all other media for their facsimile equipment.
See, I play a lot of golf, sir. I'm an account executive.
And during National Chevy Week, Chevrolet upsales 55% over last year with radio.
Well, I know now, sir. Why is that man on the rack?
Oh, that's Gribble, a copywriter.
What did he?
Oh, he used the phrase new and improved once too often.
Sir, I know now, but radio is red
hot.
You
bet. That's why General Foods is putting big bucks into radio for Maxwell House Coffee.
So if I promise, sir...
Oh, no. If I let you go, I'd have to let Aldridge go.
Aldridge?
Business affairs. He forgot to move a decimal point.
That's an easy mistake.
On our agency commission?
Don't lose my golf clubs.
A lot of America's hottest advertisers will tell you, go radio. It's red hot. Get more facts. Call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.
This is Tim O'Brien, ABC News, Washington, with commentary for the American Entertainment Radio Network. The Supreme Court and a new ruling on search and seizure. I'll have a comment right after this.
Maxwell House's coffee you can count on.
Good company.
Good to the last drop, Maxwell House.
Maxwell House, coffee you can count on. Always smells good, always tastes good, always good to the last drop.
Maxwell House.